In the movies, the Midwest is the place we're forever leaving for big cities on the coast or more open spaces farther west to begin our real lives. It's a line or two of the backstory, an exterior shot, cornfields, a water tower against a blue sky receding rapidly in a rearview mirror on the highway to skyscrapers and romance. There's a reason why screenwriters gave both Annie Hall and the Jack Dawson character in Titanic a Chippewa Falls address, to signal their innocence in contrast to slicker, more worldly types. I lived in Chippewa Falls for a time, and no movie references to be a mixed blessing. Visiting other parts of the country, I'd feel obligated to meet expectations to act simpler and more earnest than I normally act, to play Jack Dawson to anyone's rose. Irony? I'd say, looking around with a big grin. What's that? Time and place might be the coordinates, the latitude and longitude by which we chart our position in the world, but things are what we remember. Where was I then? Is just another way of asking, who was I then? And the answer is inevitably tied to some ordinary object. Not the big-ticket items, but a solid physical detail around which the intangible clings. The summer of fireflies. The winter the cowshed collapsed. That early autumn the garden froze. At least, that's how I remember. One thing leading to another, and somewhere an idea tangled in the middle. This isn't a journal of any particular year, not a report of events as they occurred, but a record of things that grew in reflection over time. Most of these short essays were written over a 7-year period when I wrote a regular column for Wisconsin Trails magazine. Having never written a column before, I looked for models, and the best I could find were the essays E.B. White wrote for Harper's in the 1930s and 40s. It was White who described the essayist as, quote, a self-liberated man, sustained by the childish belief that everything he thinks about, everything that happens to him, is of general interest. That made perfect sense to me. The job came with 3 restrictions. My column had to be seasonal, it couldn't run much over 700 words, and it had to be centered in the Midwest. On the whole, I tried to be celebratory without falling into the trap of local color, where picturesque natives inhabit the land time forgot. I've never believed that living in one place means being one thing all the time, condemned like Minnie Pearl to wear the same hat for every performance. Life is more complicated than that.